Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Now, back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Oh, hey, listen, try this. I told my weed guy to step it up and he gave me that.
What is this?
It's called Mind Rape. It's actually pretty mellow.
It doesn't sound very mellow.
Well, he only had three other batches. Gorilla Panic, They're Coming, and something called This Is Permanent. Come on, spark it up.
There you go. All would last years and years, apparently. Especially Gorilla Panic. I'm guessing that'd be around for a
May
while.
May lose some of its effectiveness.
Mr. Skin later on this morning. Peter's in the house.
Yo.
Yeah. We're tweeting at TNT Radio Empire, Facebook broadcast, podcast, iTunes, TNTRadioEmpire.com. The app is Radio League. All that's available for you. How was your weekend, Petey?
Good, you know, celebrated the rising. Or
yep, the what, rising. Come on up for the rising.
Is that what actually, it was?
No, that's, yeah. That's a different song altogether. That's a great Springsteen song.
It really is. That is a good song. Yeah.
But the whole album's really good.
Yes, it is. It is. The Risen Lord. Craig, how'd you celebrate it?
Suck it, Jesus.
Okay, I didn't know that. Why'd you do that? Oh, by the way, I've noticed that. Right. I was listening to the best of Saturday morning, and I was apparently playing that a lot.
Were you? Yeah,
were. It is really brutal that you say that. And I'm an atheist, and I don't care, but I'm listening to it, I'm thinking, man, that's hardcore.
Yes.
Our audience is so cool that they put up with you saying that.
Especially during Holy Week.
And
Craig, come on.
And you just say it for no reason half
No,
the
there's
time.
Good reasons.
So you were
but no, I
the,
don't say it.
86% of America gathered either in some secular fashion, but they gathered in some fashion.
You got to add that too, Todd. Easter. A lot of people just get together because it's a Sunday afternoon. I mean, granted, mainly it's Easter. I get it, and majority of people do celebrate that. But there's a lot of secular, non-Jewish, and including non-Christian and Jews. And our heathen friend, Dr. Mina, actually, she was busy yesterday. I don't know if she got together anybody, but cause she's a heathen.
She has an amusing Easter story.
Oh,
does? Yeah, I'm not going to tell it.
Okay.
Well, it's not that amusing. Okay. There's an amusing little anecdote, and I don't think she celebrated yesterday.
No, she didn't. No. She had an email to us and said she was as a heathen.
Right. I was one of the 14%. I went
golfing. You golf. That's a great idea.
Yeah, nice.
How's that not celebrating Easter?
Yeah, right. That's great.
Okay. I'll count it as a celebration.
Beautiful day to golf, too, man.
Yeah, and there were maybe.
And the course is probably empty.
There were probably three other groups out there.
Yeah.
It's like your own little Easter egg hunt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Looking for your balls. Looking for your balls, right? Well, you belong to a Jewish country club, right? So that's why I was busy.
No, this one's a pretty secular.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. It's a Jewish nine hole. That's a sex act, isn't it? I gave her the Jewish nine hole last night.
They tore that one down a few years ago.
Well, that's where you just make three trips around.
Yeah.
The Jewish nine hole. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's either three laps or three other individuals participating. Or two.
Today is National Bat Appreciation Day.
The baseball? Swing at the ball,
I don't know if that's a Louisville Slugger.
Oh, not the winged mammal.
I don't know if that is the winged mammal, or if that's the old bat that you have to live with.
The kind that the Humane Society loses, or the kind I swing at the ball.
I like the last one there. When you go home, bring her a card. It's National Old Bat Day. How you doing, honey? See if she loves that. See if you're still living there.
Take a card to the old bat at home.
You know what? It's like Valentine's Day. If I stop at the grocery store on the way home today, all the dudes are in line looking at the old bat cards. Women don't like that holiday, but the men keep it alive.
Craig has just been full of good relationship advice lately.
Have I?
Yeah.
I didn't notice.
Yeah.
I bet no one else did either.
Tell her she's not fat enough if she's got a migraine.
Oh, I heard that the other morning, too. That was a great best of. The old "she's not fat enough" bit. That was real sensitive.
You brought up National X Day on Friday.
Yeah.
Give her a call. Yeah. Give your ex a call.
I brought that up with a couple guys the other day at a baseball game, and those guys, some of those guys have exes. They didn't think it was a good idea.
No.
Either.
No.
No.
No,
it's
so you're supposed to call your ex yesterday. We talked about this. No. No, we didn't.
Yeah, Craig's been advocating all kinds of really bad relationship advice lately.
It is indeed. Hey. National Bat Appreciation Day of the winged mammal variety.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah. No, they're good. Yeah. They're coming out of hibernation now.
And they eat things.
They eat bugs.
Yeah. Love that.
They're an important part of the food chain and the ecosystem.
But just don't eat them in your salad.
No.
No, that's not cool. No. You hear stories about that.
Or don't let them get in your house and have the Humane Society lose it.
Dumbasses.
It was just a few shots.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, you get 24 shots in your thighs.
Yeah, but look at all the money you've been making with the raccoon wrestling this year.
That's true.
You know?
I've been making a lot of extra cash doing that.
Yeah.
Still sliced the hell up, but no rabies.
Yeah, you got the immunity,
well,
man.
Well, they usually win, too. It sucks.
People
it
come from miles around to watch that.
Wrestle a raccoon, right?
Yeah.
Here's a good idea.
It only lasts till the summer, by the way.
Joey,
and the tour's over.
Says, I told one family I'd be with the other side, and I told the other side I'd be with the other side.
Oh, that
as well.
Is excellent.
Yep, ditched them both and got a full day of golfing in. Best Easter ever.
That's great.
Nice.
Yeah.
How do you pass that by the old bat? Because if he had to tell his family that he's with his wife's family, he'd tell his wife's family, the wife knew he was not one of those places. Oh, maybe she did.
I'm going to guess.
The wife went with his wife's family, and she thought he went with the other family.
There was no
he
wife.
He told the other families. Yeah,
there was no wife involved.
Then why do you have two families?
Maybe his parents divorced or something?
Oh, it could
Mom's
be,
side, dad's side?
Something like that.
Oh, that divorce thing. That's right. That happens. Therein lies National X Day.
Yeah. Before Easter.
Yeah.
Get back together with your ex before Easter.
All right.
Again, more so solid relationship advice from Craig.
So we're sans no more religious holidays until Christmas, right? Get this crap out.
Oh, no, there's got to be something.
No, I mean, like the good old American Christians care about. No, we don't care about.
There's got to be something.
Nothing. We're done. Now it's just all secular holidays until Christmas.
We're working on getting God back into the 4th of July.
And he should be.
That's your spring celebration.
Yeah.
There's no real religious fall celebration.
No, it's till Christmas, man.
And then your winter celebration, which is Christmas.
39 Fridays till Christmas. Some ass put that on Facebook the other day, and I wanted to punch him.
Wow.
Yeah.
No kidding. Let that go.
I know.
So you go to the public restroom. You are faced with three doors, three turlet stall doors. Which one do you go in?
Oh, if they're all empty.
Yep.
You know what? I'm kind of guy. That if I have time, I'll look and see the cleanest one.
Closest
first of all.
To the door, farthest from the door, in the middle.
Well, the one on the end usually is the
handicap.
And I will go in there if it's the only one empty.
Right.
I got to go.
I'll go as far away from the doors as I can, usually.
Second one over, usually.
I just don't go in the middle because then, you know, you go to the one on the end so that then somebody else could come in and go on the other end and there's still the buffer.
Yeah, there's no separation.
Yeah.
It's like the urinal rule where you have to leave one urinal between you and some other guy.
Yeah, but most times. If you're
or a theater seat.
Yeah.
Got to be a buffer.
I never did that. Theater seat thing. I didn't really was that anal.
Most people prefer the stalls directly in the middle.
Okay.
However,
I prefer the one with no shemales. That's the kind of bathroom I prefer.
That's the thing. Most people prefer the stalls in the middle, so avoid that one.
All right.
No, seriously, that's what they say.
Because it's been used the most.
Yes.
I got it. It's the stankiest.
The first stall is generally the least used.
Here's the deal,
which means it's the cleanest.
Anybody that flies knows every grown man's got to poop when they're flying because they're either businessmen or just out and about. Go to the airport, you'll pick the empty one if there is one.
Mm.
There's guys in line. That's an airport bathroom. Otherwise, you're right. Avoid the middle one because everybody's pooping there, right?
Yes.
Got it.
Here I always pick the one.
Yeah, we have one here. Yeah. We have one hopper and one urinal in a place that seats, I don't know, we have about 75 guys that work here at least.
Ish.
Right, so that eliminates any choice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have no choice here.
And it just reeks.
It's the one closest to the door.
It is.
It is.
And the wall.
It is.
And the wall.
Yeah.
And the handicapped.
Right. Yeah.
And this makes sense. We've all seen this. Women are more likely to go into the men's bathroom than vice versa because of the shorter lines.
We have no problem.
Yeah, because they won't get arrested.
In a concert.
They won't.
Right. And guys welcome them.
Guys don't care.
No, yeah. They cheer when a chick is in there.
They love it.
And they let her cut in front.
Especially because they're usually cute, too.
But, you know, you don't necessarily want to be the girl who's cheered for peeing.
No. Well, whatever.
That's yeah. They just want to get it done quicker. They know if they go in the guy's bathroom, everybody will let them jump the line.
Yeah. But ladies, our bathrooms are pretty.
And the line's shorter, even if they do have to stand in line.
And it's quicker because guys just whip it out and leave, you know.
Yeah. They took their wieners out.
Well, you came in the guy's room. Yeah. Hello.
It's gonna happen.
What are you supposed to do?
Jeez. The world's oldest person is dead at 117 years old, which means, I guess, they're not the world's oldest person.
Well, the headline I saw, the last person born in the 1800s died.
Yeah.
Yep.
The last that we know of, right?
Yeah. She was born November 29, 1899, so she didn't really know.
I understand that, but everybody that was born in the 1800s now is dead.
Yes.
Yeah, but she was alive for a little better than a month in 1899.
Yeah, she credited her long life to
whiskey and pooping in the third stall.
And bacon.
And the Mona.
Eating eggs, going to bed early, and being single.
Do you have the clip, by the way, speaking of bacon, I won't say the second word, but do you have Weekend Updates clip?
I have.
Something about dogs. Dog-flavored ice cream.
I tell you what I've got.
All right.
And I don't know if it is included.
The Weekend Update.
It's
not a political joke. It's a dog-flavored ice cream.
So it was a new.
Quote, some of the jokes from Weekend Update.
It was a new SNL.
I'll find it.
Oh, yeah.
Because my DVR did not catch it.
Brand new. And it was
so
funny.
I got about a minute's worth.
Fallon
if you want to hear
okay.
Them.
Yeah, let's hear some of the new jokes from. All right. That might be on there.
President Trump gave an exclusive interview to Fox Business recounting his meeting with the Chinese president. Let's take a look.
I was sitting at the table. We had finished dinner. We're now having dessert.
It's great.
And we had the most beautiful piece of chocolate cake that you've ever seen.
First of all, you don't know what cakes I've seen. And second, maybe you should take it easy on the cake. You already got a butt like an Atlanta stripper. But Trump eventually got back on track and gave us the important specific details.
As I said, we've just launched 59 missiles heading to Iraq.
Well, you're headed to Syria?
Yes, heading toward Syria.
Are you sure, bro? That part's kind of important. Trump runs the country like Homer Simpson runs the power plant. We're asking him about missile strikes, and he's thinking, cake.
Florida inspectors, health inspectors in Florida, have issued 13 violations against President Trump's
Okay, that's not it. So they go into you got it, Puss?
I'll have it here in a minute.
Good, because I want him to say it. It's a funny line. And it's not political, so you Trumpers can still hang out and laugh at it.
Now, I will say that I was amused by the line, but like an Atlanta stripper.
And by the way, they show him getting into a plane and that. It's a visual. And he's getting into a plane where his coat is kind of winded and blowing up. And his ass is huge. Now, you see it in a golf course. He's a fat ass in a golf course. Mm-hmm. But he's getting on the plane, and the way it looks, because, you know, guys are lucky in that way. Most guys, when you gain weight, it's just your gut. And then maybe your boobs or something like that. But Trump's ass does look like an Atlanta stripper. What a great line. You got a puss? Here it is.
Yeah, hold on.
Good bees. An ice cream parlor has begun serving ice cream specially made for dogs to eat. So take that, Africa.
Hang on.
It even comes in dogs' two favorite flavors, bacon and butt.
I'd laughed at that one.
Now we've
bacon and butt. Yeah.
In the morning.
That's two of our favorite flavors.
As the size of the Atlanta stripper butt increased in the last 15 years.
Yes, because we just saw, because they're into that. They show that booty's a big deal.
Yeah.
When you and I were at that one strip club in Atlanta 20 years ago, they were all hot little things, man.
Right.
Gorgeous.
Big booties were not the thing at the time.
Yeah, exactly. Plus, that might be the Atlanta black strip club, which is what they want. Michael Che might like that too, since he's a black
man. I'm thinking
he's
so.
He's a black man.
He fits the stereotype. Yeah.
Bacon and butt.
In the moment.
Their two favorite flavors.
Well, it makes sense.
It would be. It would be.
Honda's got a new robotic lawnmower. Just put it out there and it'll mow your lawn.
So like, now, like a Roomba for your yard?
Yeah, apparently so. So
nice.
What if you don't have a fence? Does it just keep going? Because those Roombas hit walls and just keep going back around. There's eventually get the whole place.
Yeah, combination of sensors and a timer.
So it won't mow the rocks?
It's probably like the invisible fence for the dog. You probably got to put something out in the yard and say, stop here.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to be kicking rocks through the bay windows.
When your son's doing it, right? I love that bit.
That is true. You don't want that.
That's taking away some jobs there, man.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Yeah, mine. Every Sunday afternoon, and I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
No, but there's a lot of kids who that's how they earn their allowance.
Well, there's a lot of companies. And in our city, there's a ton of companies that mow lawns.
There's a lot of dudes that mow lawns and push snow in the wintertime here.
Yeah.
E-cigarettes on board ships, boats, submarines, and aircraft now being banned by the Navy. They are concerned about exploding lithium-ion batteries.
Man, these things are crazy. Can they come up with a new battery that doesn't explode?
They're working on that.
Oh, good.
They say that multiple sailors have suffered serious injuries from the devices, including first and second degree burns.
You would think it would help the vaping industry if they don't necessarily. Yeah. It'd be like every cigarette you got came with a little, the exploding cigarettes you used to put in there back in the day. It's a joke. Mm-hmm. Like every fourth one will just blow up in your face and you keep smoking.
British security forces are reportedly wrestling with a request from President Trump to ride in Queen Elizabeth's royal carriage during his state visit to Great Britain.
I thought this was a joke. I didn't know he actually asked. You can't, right?
The New York Post reports that the Mexican president, Enrique Peña Nieto, rode in it when he visited in 2015.
Oh, okay. Also, you're last.
I saw a picture of her and Putin riding
in it, too. But here's the deal. Britain hates Trump. They really don't like him. I mean, the people running Britain like him, but the people don't like him.
According to the New York Post, President Trump wants his turn in the gold-plated vehicle when he visits in the second week of October.
That's what his request was?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I think I read they said Obama decided not to because it was really kind of a security risk.
Oh, okay.
And that's what they're saying.
Yeah.
It's not enough security. Please don't do it.
Does he also want to dress up in one of those big furry hats?
Yeah.
Like one of those guys that guard Buckingham Palace? Does he want to do that for a day?
The beefeater? Yeah.
Yeah.
Who doesn't want that?
That's what I'd do if I was president. I'd say, dress me up like a beefeater. Let me stand outside here for a little while.
We can do it now.
Call me a royal guard.
Yeah. Right.
And beat me.
Right. People get in my face and say things to me, and I got to say nothing.
Yeah.
I couldn't do that.
No.
And then, of course, a bunch of Brits signed the petition calling for President Trump's trip to be abandoned because it will cause embarrassment to the Queen.
Yeah. Nobody wants to be. Nobody wants their photo next to our president. At least foreigners
that's,
don't.
That's the first thing he thinks of.
I know.
I want to get in that carriage.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Put my fat Atlanta stripper ass in there.
Can I sleep in a castle?
Mm-hmm.
More Americans are feeling positive about their taxes this year.
Can I pour a pot of boiling oil over people trying to attack us?
That'd be great.
A new Gallup poll shows that 61% of adults think the amount of federal income tax they have to pay is fair.
I think it's fair.
That's the highest reading since 2009.
I pay a lot. Todd's pays a lot. You guys probably pay a lot.
And Gallup notes that Americans' perceptions of how fair taxes are tends to be lower with the Democrat in the White House. The figure averaged about 54% while President Obama was in office.
They haven't changed.
Under Republican Donald Trump, the percentage is back above 60% as it is when Republicans are in charge.
Such idiots. Yes,
they're glad to give their money away then.
There hasn't been one tax reform done. And so they're wrong.
What's that got to do with anything?
That's a great point.
Yeah,
Craig.
Well, this isn't right or wrong. It's just
it's a perception.
Right.
So they think they're paying less taxes now.
Yeah.
No, not necessarily less. They feel better about paying taxes. now that a good guy's in charge.
Right. Well, that he's raking
now
up.
Now that a Republican is
every
in charge.
Trip to Florida.
And knows how to do it right.
What a cost to guard that whole family.
Yep. Whatever
they fly
takes.
Everywhere on private business.
Yes. They are using the money wisely.
Oh, great. Yeah, break that down. I want to see somebody really, when you break down them following the Trump boys all over the world on private business to protect their ass.
It's fine.
How much that is costing the American public. Look into that and feel free to keep
right.
paying that.
Whatever we're paying, it's worth it.
That's true, Todd. I forgot about that.
Yeah. And bombs. Whatever bombs cost, worth it.
Mother of all bombs.
Oh, absolutely.
Those are okay. When are you going to understand?
I know. You guys keep trying. You keep training me here, and I'll figure it out eventually.
Well, at least make an effort.
I'm trying.
Try to understand.
I'm trying. There's too much logic that I'm reading.
And what the difference is.
I should stop reading, actually. I should stop reading, right?
Stop that logical crap, too.
Stop reading. And
stop reading.
Logic and reading. I got to stop it. I got to stop it.
Tie half your brain behind your
back.
Right.
The other half.
Stop feeding yourself so much information. Go with a little more hearsay and go with a little more emotion. Lose the logic. Go with emotion.
See, man, I can't
do that. Only read things that probably agree with you.
I can't do that. And I'd rather do that. Because I know that ignorance is bliss. I checked my Facebook out.
Yes.
I know these people haven't read one word about any news story, you know. So I should probably just get to be ignorant again.
No, they watch the shows.
They watch their stories, maybe.
They watch the Fox and Friends, and they look at the Breitbart, and that's all the information you need right there.
There you go.
You gotta
try and get that Shep Smith fired.
Right. Yeah, that's right. Because he's looking into facts. We won't have that.
No, we don't.
We don't want the facts.
He is looking into things. We don't want that.
I wouldn't doubt if he is.
You should read Shepard Smith's Twitter page.
I bet you
his Twitter feed every once in a while. Every other Fox News guy, why don't you pack up and all you liberals go somewhere else?
To Shep Smith.
Right.
Because he reads the news.
Right. That's the perception from a right-winger is if you're middle of the road, well, then obviously you're a freaking left-wing freak liberal.
In the
snowflake
tank.
Snowflake tard.
Yes.
Snowflake tard.
That.
Right. Damn right.
To those people, and maybe to people on the extreme left too, there are no moderates. There's no such thing.
Libtard Snowflake in the morning. Mr. Skin, we all like skin.
Yeah.
Most of us do. We'll call later on. We all like sports. Most
Yay.
Of us do. Yay.
Yes.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.